Hang Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to Prime Time. Moving from the hardwood to the gridiron. Talked a little bit yesterday about what it's going to take to beat the Chiefs or emerge from the AFC, because a lot of teams have had chances and few have been able to get in their way. Obviously, the Chiefs, the it team right now, and it doesn't look like they're going anywhere anytime soon with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid kind of sharing the helm there. But was talking with you a little bit before the show about who could be coming in next and who might be the future teams of tomorrow. And not to say that anyone's going to come in and do what the Chiefs have done, because that's pretty ridiculous. But when you look at the landscape of the NFL and the teams who have tried that might be seeing their windows closing, who could be next?
I just look at the NFC. If I'm a head coach, I want nothing to do with the AFC. Nothing. I mean, you think about what you have to go through in the AFC. So if you are Josh Allen and you are Lamar Jackson and you are Joe Burrow, right? Can we, by the way, there's this other guy, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
So without a doubt, the four best quarterbacks in the NFL. I mean, is that there's not even someone that's in a conversation.
No.
I mean, it is 1 through 4 and it's not even close. And you have to see those sons of bitches every single year. I mean, think about it. If you're Lamar Jackson, you had to go through Josh Allen, couldn't get it done. Josh Allen had to go through Lamar Jackson, and your reward for going through Lamar Jackson
is you get to go through Mahomes.
You get to go through Mahomes, right? The only one, by the way, that's gotten through Mahomes is Joe Burrow. Well, Tom Brady did it, but you know, sure, he's gone. So you think about it, Buffalo is going nowhere. I mean, Buffalo's team is essentially set. You're going to have to tweak a little bit, and you need to get better in the secondary.
And they might have to get creative, because as we mentioned yesterday,
yeah, it's not a ton of cap space.
And that's only dwindling as Josh Allen gets paid more by the year. You even mentioned they may have to restructure that thing.
I think they'll restructure Allen. I think they're going to lower his cap, because Allen's not going anywhere. You rely on it. They'll stretch it out, and they'll find some wiggle room, and they got to be good in the draft, and they got to get some young guys that come up. But as constructed, Buffalo's good. Buffalo's going nowhere, right? And then you look at the Ravens. The Ravens aren't going anywhere. In fact, the Ravens should continue to get better. I mean, Zay Flowers might have made a difference in that game, yeah, with Baltimore. And, you know, Derrick Henry, maybe he gets a little older, but Derrick Henry appears to be ageless and is on still a very manageable contract. So Baltimore isn't going anywhere. And we sure as hell know that the Chiefs aren't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs have proven that they can revamp themselves. I mean, almost every Super Bowl team they have is a new version.
They're a chameleon. They put Reed Mahomes at the center and they figure the rest out around it.
And then you got Cincinnati. Cincinnati fired their defensive coordinator. You would hope that it gets better. They've really whiffed.
Yeah, they brought in Al Golden of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish to be their defensive
coordinator. Well, they just have whiffed on the defensive side of the ball. They've spent most of their draft capital on the defense.
And they spent a lot of money on the defensive side of the ball.
And it's crap. But I don't know if you can re-sign T. Higgins, but if you can get T. Higgins to come back, look, either way, you have Joe Burrow and you have Ja'Marr Chase. Guess what? You're not going anywhere. I want nothing to do with the AFC. I do not see a single AFC team, not a single one, that if you asked me for 5 years, let's go 4 to 5 years, right? That's the window we're talking about. I wouldn't bet two rat farts that there's another AFC team that will sniff a Super Bowl. I mean, Denver, Chargers, Titans, Jags, Colts, Texans. By the way, we thought the Texans were kind of the it team. The Texans regressed in almost every fashion.
Yep.
From Stroud's rookie year to this. Oh, and by the way, if Houston does kind of pop a little bit, might I add that there's yet another team in the AFC that you would have to go through, mm-hmm, if they can get their crap together, which I'm not sure they can. So to me, if you're talking about the future of the NFL and a team that could get to a Super Bowl, because once you get to the Super Bowl, you got a puncher's chance, right? Philly could have beat Kansas City a couple years ago when they were in the,
yeah,
blew a 10-point second half lead,
yep,
had the terrible fumble, scooped up, went the other way, awful pass interference call, horrific in the corner of the end zone. Philly
forgot about that.
Yeah, it's atrocious.
Yeah.
So you just got to get to the Super Bowl, and then you've got to slay the dragon. Whether that's Mahomes or whether that's Allen, whoever the NFC is going to see in the Super Bowl is nasty. So I think you start looking, if you want to talk about future teams, to me it's the NFC. And I think the team that if you are betting right now, because Detroit would be the one that you think kind of has it going forward, but Detroit lost both coordinators. let's see where Detroit goes with this. And Detroit doesn't have a generational quarterback. They have a very good quarterback, but he's a statue. He doesn't scramble. He doesn't move around, and he doesn't necessarily play well against the blitz. And fun fact, if you want to talk about building your team, you know what all four teams that played in the conference title games had? There's like three stats that they are, that it's like a universal indicator. And number one, they were all top eight against the blitz. Mm. You have to be able to handle the blitz.
Okay.
And part of handling the blitz is the ability to move. And Detroit doesn't have that.
Yep.
You're right. I think that is a little scary. So I think when you look at teams in the NFC, the one that stands out to you is the Commanders. Philly is really good, and Philly has the best team. But I would look at Philly and say, can you keep this team together year after year after year? You pay your quarterback a ton of money. And by the way, your quarterback isn't that good. Your quarterback's like, he's kind of like Detroit. That's kind of what you're dealing with. He's a Joe Flacco. He's not a gravitational player.
No.
And you look at Philly. Philly is an expensive team, and eventually, although they've done so well in drafting, but eventually the Jalen Carters and the Mitchells and the Cooper DeJeans, like, you have to pay some of these guys. But Philly should be there for a long while, and everything else is kind of a big question mark. So Washington is the team that, if Washington has a ton of money, and I mean a ton of money to go out and spend, this should be the worst version of the Commanders that you see going forward. But remember, this is the exact same thing we said about the Houston Texans, who ended up taking a huge step backwards. So to me, when I look at intriguing teams in the NFC, I think Chicago is intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay has one of the youngest rosters in the NFL.
And I think that LaFleur is a really good coach.
That I find very, very intriguing. And I think the Atlanta Falcons are an intriguing team. If Michael Penix ends up being a franchise quarterback. I wish we could have seen Penix for an entire year like we saw Bo Nix.
Right.
If you're Denver right now, you look at Bo Nix, you're like, hey,
okay,
we're good.
We got something.
Yep. If Penix turns out to be that guy, I think Atlanta is a very, very, very interesting team. And then Minnesota, J.J. McCarthy. What happens there? Because that's the other thing that all of these teams have, are truly elite quarterbacks, with the exception of Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Philly has a very good one. Detroit has a very good one, but they're elite everywhere else. That's really a hard way to do it, and it's also a hard way to keep that team together. So I just think if you're betting on futures, I think you need to look in the NFC, because I think the AFC is set. I think you have four teams in the AFC for the next 5 years. I don't see another team in the AFC sniffing that thing, with the exception of Houston. Houston fired their OC. They fired their O-line coach. If Houston gets their act together up front, we can add Houston to that mix, and mm-hmm. maybe they supplant Cincinnati.
Yeah.
But the AFC is set.
Yeah.
The AFC ain't going anywhere. You got 4 to 5 teams, and for the next 5 years, that's where you go. I feel like the NFC, man, it is an absolute crapshoot.
It's there for the taking, it feels
like. It is there for the taking. So if you're one of those teams, like if you're Chicago, if you're Green Bay, if you're Atlanta, San Francisco, you get aggressive, and you get aggressive now, because your window to win is right stinking now. It is up for grabs.
A lot of good thoughts coming in on the fan text line on this. We'll get to some of those thoughts on the other side. You're listening to Primetime, 1080 The Fan.